Batesians have long contended that the college's strongest asset is the people that make up this community. With that in mind, how does personnel restructuring intersect with that value?
So, I think what you have to look at, you have to step back a second and say, I think it's too simplistic to say it's the people that make Bates strong. It's the people working to enact the mission of Bates that make Bates strong, right? So we are a particular kind of place. We're dedicated to rigor and excellence in academics. I'd like us to be dedicated to rigor and excellence in every part of the student experience, make sure we're supporting the student experience across the board, in the classroom, out of the classroom, in athletics, in the arts, etc., at a very high standard. And to do that, over time, you bring in leaders in each of the areas who put together teams, and it's a completely natural part of the evolution of organizations that there'll be some turnover in people. There's a reason you don't tenure staff. You want the ability for an organization to renew itself. That's completely natural. And then new people come in. They make contributions that are amazing, and the next generation of students gets very engaged with them. So I think if you really literally wanted to sort of cling to the very people doing the very same things the very same way, we'd still have mandatory chapel and Greek and Latin as the core of the curriculum. So I think you always have to evolve and adapt to a changing world, and you really need to be able to work with a normal sort of life cycles of people in different positions. Mm-hmm.